The Frames Per Second Podcast.
Boy, be very careful.
You're just like your father.
You're not the only one with secrets.
You got a game.
What have you gotten me into?
I can't fail. This is my
legacy. How can we trust this kid, Tariq?
I know how to keep him in line.
What's going on? It's your boy, Nikki Duce, a.k.a. Mr. No Disrespect. And you now tune in to the Frames Per Second Podcast. In this episode, we are continuing on our weekly recaps of the Hits Star Series, Power Book 2, Ghost, a.k.a. Baby Ghost. And joining us on this recap, we got Dead End Family, you know what I'm saying, the head honcho himself, FIFO 24/7. How you doing,
what
sir?
What it do? Thank you for having me again.
Of course. You probably one of the only one of us that's a legit fan of this whole series.
I am.
So you was going to watch it regardless, right?
Well, honestly, no. My wife talked me into watching Act 2 because I was kind of like, you know, everybody knows how I felt after the first one. I'm like, man, how the hell are we going to kill Ghost? Where's the story going to go? This, that, and the third. And my wife watched it, and she was like, hey, it's better than you think. And she wasn't the only person to tell me that. So after the first two episodes went on, I was like, all right, let me go back and watch it. And I was like, oh, shit. I like.
So this episode, we're recapping episode 4 and 5. But the first three episodes, we didn't get your thoughts on it. What you think so far as like how they started it off, and we get reintroduced to Tariq.
Yeah.
And Nay's out, by the way.
Huh?
I was just saying, like to say that Nay's out this episode. Or did you say that?
No, I didn't say that.
Oh, okay, yeah. So,
yeah, but just like a quick overview, man. I thought it was real interesting how they were able to create a new world that's very parallel to Ghost's original world. When you see Tariq kind of running around, especially in the last couple of seasons of regular Power, it always felt like Ghost was out of time. Like no matter what he did, like he put out this fire was bigger. And you're kind of like we're starting off with that with Tariq. Obviously at a very smaller scale, but the stakes are just as high. And I think that was very interesting. I also thought it was interesting the people that they picked, the people they casted. So Mary J, you know, I think.
Method Man.
Mary has been, she's been limited just in her, I think her overall acting ability. So she reminds me of Lala. Of the other one.
Mm-hmm.
However, I think that her being very, she doesn't show a lot of range of emotion, but the character that she's portraying shouldn't show a lot of range of emotion. So I like her for that role.
You said she's being limited?
Meaning like she doesn't show a lot of different emotions in her character.
You don't think that's her?
I think it's partly her. I also think it's partly her lack of, you know, being able to portray that.
I have a confession.
Okay. What's your confession?
I didn't know that was Mary J. until we talked the last time we reviewed.
What?
Man, I kept trying to figure out who the fuck that was. I thought it was...
Are you serious?
I'm dead ass. I thought
even
it was...
Even the credits?
I thought it was the...
Mary J. like?
I don't... It was the voice. Everything reminded me of... I'm like, I know her. I'm really bad with actors and faces and stuff like that. I don't know.
Is Mary shit. J. Blige?
I understand. I'm like... For whatever reason, it's not... You know who I thought it was? Who? Old girl Tyra from Martin. Banks.
Old girl from Martin?
Pam? To my Pam?
That was Pam. I thought it was the old-ass Pam.
Nah, bro.
You thought Mary J. Blige was Pam?
Even. That's
bro,
not even close.
I thought... I know that. I understand.
Yeah, for
be
real.
Be concerned, please.
Man.
This is crazy.
Yep.
Did we actually say Mary
J.? Y'all did. And when y'all said it, I was like,
that's what
damn.
He said. He didn't know
that's
said.
The did person.
I keep forgetting we only did the...
Yeah, because I kept over and over again. And I normally, that's Monique, but I don't watch it damn, normally with her around.
That is like, you know, Pam looks just like Pam.
Yeah.
No, I mean, like she hasn't aged.
Yeah, she hasn't.
So, like, if you saw Pam now, you'd be like, oh, that's definitely Pam.
Yeah.
Mary J. looks nothing at all like Pam.
Now, once you guys said that, all I see and hear is Mary J. And yeah, it fucking well, annoys should, the shit out of me.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what's part of the problem. Man.
I know. Yep. And I get y'all issue with it now more than I did the first time we spoke.
I love Method Man's character. I think he's shown a lot of range. More range than I thought. Okay, so my expectation was more him being in line like Mary, like not being able to show much. But I think that he's done a really good job in you know, kind of navigating the lawyer, being witty, being serious, being, you know what I'm saying? So I like
Method.
I'm about
to hit people with his own meme that fucking...
You need to come to every episode because
your opinion
is totally different from mine. Because
he's terrible.
It's like, yeah, man, I think he's Method Man acting like a lawyer.
Yes,
I don't. I don't get that. I don't get that.
Really?
No. Nah.
So you, but what's his character's name?
You know I'm bad with names. But you know I'm bad with names. You know I'm bad with names.
His character name is Method Man.
I don't even know Method Man.
M-E-T-H-O-D, like, man. Right.
I know Tariq because he was, you know, I've been so, you know.
It's David.
Oh, come on, man. I'm bad with names, bro. I like the storyline, Tariq in college. I like how he kind of found the plug in terms of Mary. The fact that he has to do the homework for the star basketball player on the team. I like how they interwove in a lot of stuff. And even like I was alluding to earlier, the parallels with Ghost. Like you see that he has his Tasha, he has his Angie. He got an extra girl too. I don't know. But
who's the third girl?
Oh no, yeah, it is only two. He does have his Tasha and Angie, which I think is very interesting. I love the way that they played that.
You don't think that's cheap?
Nah. Because the way that they met is completely different than Ghost's original story. You know what I'm saying?
But you're kind of banking on that whole idea.
Like love triangle kind of thing.
Like, that's kind of cheap. It's like a watered down version of what we got with Power.
But it's not watered down because the way that they were introduced is very likely in terms of how it happened. So it's completely different than, again, how Ghost met Angie and how Ghost met Tasha and all of that. So it's relatively the same. It's not like a brand new idea.
Right.
You know, they're kind of, again, they're showing the similarities, right? Like, because Tariq's entire time has been that I'm nothing like Ghost. Mm-hmm. And the more and more he goes on, he's exactly like Ghost. You know what I'm saying? I don't remember if it was episode 4 or 5, when Tasha was basically telling Tariq, like, why didn't you tell me that? Yeah, you're acting just like Ghost.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I like that. Because I didn't know how they were going to go about making Tariq the new Ghost. And I think that they've done a really good job in building his world around him.
So for episode 4, titled The Prince, we see the episode kind of starts off with Tariq starting to get more comfortable with his whole drug operation that he's developed and created. Mike, I wanted to get your thoughts on just the overall episode. We'll go down the line too of this episode, as far as what did it draw you in a little bit more? Did it show a little bit more sophistication as far as the process of how Tariq is becoming more of a kingpin?
Was this the episode where Mary J gives Tariq the gun?
I think that's the last one.
That's the one after this. Okay. Yeah.
So this is the episode where, like, Tariq's drug operation gets more. Like, he meets with Simon's new husband or partner.
Mm-hmm. No, husband.
Kamal.
Oh, that's this episode?
Yeah. That's episode four.
He's got an app works and all that?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that was corny as fuck.
Why was it corny?
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm 100% serious.
Okay. It was corny because he meets the husband, and the husband is so stereotypically gay. It's not even funny. He's so flamboyant and over the top that I'm just like, what are we doing with this? Like, this is ridiculous.
He says something about his ways over 360. I see you.
I see you.
Like
yeah. It's like, are we? Come on. Man, he's like this, man. The little young
but
gay.
But what does
boy.
That have to do with the bit? Like,
you said
you asked me why it's corny. I answered.
Okay, I'm sorry.
You asked all it was.
That's a corny. Can we agree that was corny?
You nitpicking at that. That's what
that's exactly what I feel like, because it's like Simon obviously went for a very younger person. So clearly. Now this person is super rich, super entitled, you know what I'm saying? Writing checks that his husband doesn't even know about. Like it makes sense. Okay. It makes sense.
Okay. I think I just expect more from TV shows, I guess. This show's bad, dude.
So, I'm on board with you guys now.
Come on,
were you not before?
Nah,
Nick,
nah.
I'm really sorry, Nick.
Bruh, nah, come on, man.
We can go through it. You know, we can still go through your questions. But I will say, I just want to say, in summation, the last two, episodes 4 and 5, were such a step backwards that it just bothered the fuck out of me in terms of the very... It was very generic writing and predictable writing that the first three episodes, while there was, it still had a little bit of nuance and touch to it. This was like complete opposite of that. And I know they sort of disagree with my sentiment on that, but for whatever reason, this one's just like, what the fuck is going on? You saw everything. Even like
I know skipping ahead, but like, When she was about to drug the white boy, we knew that it was gonna end up that Tyreek was gonna end up being the one that drunk.
Oh, right? God, that was so bad.
That's predictable.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, did you not know that? Did you not know he was gonna be the one?
I knew that the white boy wasn't gonna drink it. Somebody else would.
It was gonna be Tyreek. Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it was gonna be Tyreek.
It had to be Tyreek. Yeah.
Yeah. Who else would it be? Yeah. That would make sense.
I don't know. Maybe the basketball player, and that's how he get caught up and get kicked out.
The thing that made me really roll my eyes were when they made her son gay. And not because on some homophobic shit at all, but it's kind of like, it felt very forced. Yeah.
You talking about Drew?
Yeah, man, because, you know, and I didn't go back and rewatch the first three episodes, but like, he immediately like became like,
it was so
like
obvious.
Gay.
Yeah, like at first you couldn't, you didn't know much about the kids, but then like once they gave a little inkling to that, oh, his sexuality may be different than what you may presume. They leaned into it.
I mean, all the way. It was just like, come on, a little dude, you know, sitting there painting, smiling and laughing at him and stuff.
It was so corny.
Yeah,
it was stupid because he was on a mission. That's why I was stupid. Like, how you get caught up doing a sip and paint? You know what I'm saying? Why you
like,
supposed
he
to
he looked over at him and had this grin.
Yeah.
Can you teach me how
he
to
started
drive?
Talking different? You know, and stuff like that. Like, come on, y'all. This? Y'all better than this.
No, they're not.
Like, what are you? Oh my
God. It was FIFO. That was bad.
When he got to his room and he was just like,
yeah, and the tattoo,
that
like,
tattoo
come on,
scene
y'all.
Was like, all right, bro. Y'all, if y'all gonna get busy, bro. Yeah,
he did get busy. He started sucking the dick and then the phone rung and he's like, oh, hold on a second. Hold on, bro. Wait, what? You gonna stop sucking my dick and answer a phone call?
Right.
Where they do that at?
Was it Mary on the line though, right? No, it was a sister. It don't matter. Go to your question.
I don't remember who called.
I just wanted to say that.
I ain't never had no shit like that, bro. Wait. What? What?
I definitely just wanted to say
hey,
that.
Hey, Monet, hey, when she called, you gotta pick up.
I knew you was gonna say that.
What would you say?
I knew you were gonna say that. I was like, there's no way Ken is still in. I want to say I don't know if I told Naomi, but I was thinking it after the episode. I was like, I really think Ken's tapping out unless something else happens.
Nah, yeah, they got me.
This episode, to me, Tasha is once again showcasing that as far as episode 4, definitely in 5. Like she don't know how to do nothing. Like she is just like going, she's literally making it up day by day. And like, she keeps complaining about Tariq being reckless and doing reckless stuff, but she's asking him to do reckless shit on her behalf as well. So it's kind of like the point you keep making doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
Cause I know for his situation, I feel like on the phone, he getting tired of her calling. Cause it's like, nigga, I'm doing all this shit to help you out. Why are you still complaining about me and how I do this shit? Obviously, if you were here, things would be different, but you ain't.
It's like her shit is bad now, too. Like, whereas Tasha's role was a lot more involved and kind of interesting in a sense, hers is, like, not even interesting right now because she's always the same. Any scene she's in, it's just, like, a paranoid.
Scared.
Yeah.
Some Buckwheat
shit. Like, yeah, it's like, man. I'm like, the same way we were talking about Mary earlier, it's like, you keeping these characters very one-dimensional right now. They have no kind of range going on right now.
See,
the only one I think that has a, not even him, because he's just always upset. I was going to say the Bobby Brown dude, Kane.
Mm-hmm.
Even him, it's just the same attitude. Everybody's just the same.
Well, I think okay, so let me break down a couple of things. I think Tasha... she's definitely confined, right? Yeah. To say the least.
Okay.
And I think that's part
you did that on purpose.
He be doing that shit, bro. I swear, bro. He be plot every episode of y'all.
So that's partly the reason why it feels like she's not having any range. And I also think, you know, she's not innately, she's not the mastermind. Like, she never has been. And we're just seeing that negative aspect of her character.
She's smarter than this, bro.
Yeah, she's smarter than this. She has been.
But she hasn't been in this position. So a lot of her shit
smarts
is irrational.
Smarts, dog.
But she's being highly irrational because she can't control anything right now. She's literally confined.
But Ghost was in that same position, what, season 4 of Power when he went to jail? And he was making shit happen even though he was literally, that was his most vulnerable.
Ghost, and Ghost is the mastermind, which is why he can mastermind shit from the fucking jail and she can't.
But were we not supposed to be under interpretation, because this is leading right off of the original
Ghost
Power.
Ghost has probably been
She was intelligent enough to run her own business.
And that's why
business was what percentage of Ghost's business, bro? Her shit was very minute.
But wasn't it y'all saying that Tasha could teach the game?
I disagreed. I was the one.
No, I'm with you. I'm saying
yes.
I don't remember
me, and that's why I'm saying she's smarter than this.
Well, here,
yes,
okay.
You do remember that.
She
Stop.
Can teach the I game, do. But it doesn't mean that you can mastermind the fucking scheme.
Then how can you teach?
If you're not the master, why are you teaching?
Because you could teach her. You could teach Tariq where to go to get a gun. You could teach Tariq. Make sure that you do X, Y, Z when you talk to the plug. She knows shit, but she didn't do it herself,
FIFO,
so she can't give her nuance.
They're undoing that from her. That's the thing. That's why I said that she's smarter than this. They're not showing that.
Or that was never
but
there.
But she's also under the most duress and stress that she's ever been under. Like, when she first got into jail, she was like, just put me on the stand. Everything's going to be good. What they do, they did a mock trial and they broke all her shit
down. That happens
a
lot.
No, she's been under stress because... You know, Ghost had basically cut her ass off at one point.
But it wasn't her life on the line.
What about when she killed Keisha? That was under stress. When she was like, if you tell, like, this is going to affect my son and all this other shit. That's why she killed her.
But, okay. But who knew that Tasha really killed Keisha outside of Tommy?
It's not about that. It's all about what she had to do.
But she wasn't locked up for that. They didn't even question her about that.
Okay,
they've been pressing her more about the lawyer that got locked up than Lala's character.
Yeah.
So your excuse is that she's under the stress.
It's not an excuse.
Oh, okay. Well, Uh-oh.
Get it right, Rod.
It's a reason, motherfucker. It's not an excuse. It's a reason.
So yeah, that's good. Yeah, your reasoning is that she's under distress right now, and that's why her character is like really one-dimensional.
Yes. She doesn't have the power and the control and the freedom to just manipulate the situations the way she knows how to do best. She doesn't know how to mastermind the whole organization from behind bars. And it's not even a whole organization. She's asking her son to basically figure out how to get her out of jail.
So is she doing that?
No, because...
She's trying to protect her son from going to jail, right?
Yeah, that's
Because
she could have been got out of jail, but she keeps
doing
shit to keep her in jail because as long as she's in, he's not.
Exactly. Because we know who the real shooter is, and she's trying to protect the real shooter, right, at the end of the day.
What happened to the Tommy argument? I thought that was going to be a good little twist, and they kind of just got rid of that.
Because his clothes, and it was something about his clothing.
That's it? Then what the fuck she even bring it up for?
Because didn't think that far.
Well, I guess, when I say, sorry, let me rephrase. Why did you even write this into the show? This has been kind of my issue with this show so far.
Because, why did you write Tommy?
Because they needed the queen pin angle.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I take that back. That makes sense.
Plus, you know, he got a spinoff coming out, too. You got to remind motherfuckers he's still alive.
I guess.
Mm-hmm. I wonder, so do you think that that's going to be tied into this? It has to, right? To a degree.
You want to try to talk all this bullshit together?
I mean, they still bring Councilman Tate.
Yeah, let's get back to the outline.
Let's bounce around a little bit in episode 4. The teachers.
Oh, my God.
Jabari, that's your boy, Mike.
One more time.
Where is that my boy?
Professor Jabari,
ain't my boy.
He was defending him when I told him he shouldn't be so critical of Tariq because he a nigga like Jabari, you know what I'm saying? Like, he's over here just fucking students and stealing niggas' papers.
That's what Maya named him. You don't know who Maya is, huh?
Mm-mm.
You ever watched Girlfriend?
Oh.
Not Maya. Yeah, it was Maya. They had this son named Jabari, right?
Yeah, his
And then the other girl kept calling him Jabubu and Jigaboo and all that. You know, nobody here watched Girlfriends with me?
I watched Girlfriends. Yeah, I didn't catch it just then. My bad.
I only saw it when the girl...
That show was crazy.
Never mind. I'm not going to say that.
you started watching it because you realized how fine Tracy
was. No, I was gonna because a girlfriend was watching girlfriend. I was like, I don't like. That's what I look, you asked.
That's that FIFA rubbing off.
I know, man. I self checked myself.
But the teacher storyline character. This is where I'm getting. This is where a part of power, and maybe, and FIFA, you can explain this as far as like, what is the angle that they keep on creating? Right. Like, why do they keep on having us spend time with them more and more? Is it more just because Tariq's in school? So, we need to show.
This is a nice way of Nick asking, why are we supposed to give a fuck about these teachers?
Yeah. So she slept. This is when she slept with Jabari again, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
After another argument.
Right.
Because all they do is argue and fuck.
All right. So, yeah. Well, so I'll let you have that, FIFA.
Well, she's a nympho, which is the reason why he always plays on her emotions to get her in bed. Mm-hmm. So it's just an easy, you know, score for him. Why are they highlighting them so much? I don't know. I really don't. But I think that they're trying to set up Jabari. The more and more we see, he's more and more desperate. He had a best-selling book, right? Got known for that. Potentially got this professor job off of that, and then he dropped the second book that nobody knew about. And now, you know, I don't know how much professors make, but I don't think he's killing it at the bank account outside of that book. And I think they're probably gonna show him having some type of financial whatever, or he's gonna dig deeper into Tariq and really figure some shit out. So I think he could become a little bit more
right. Is that what's gonna happen?
Important, huh?
How he can get in the game.
Is that what we're leading up to?
Put me on.
I wouldn't be surprised.
I wouldn't be surprised.
They did that with another teacher, remember?
Yeah, that didn't last very long. That was like a whole like one episode though or something.
Yeah, that was like 2 seconds.
Yeah.
Yeah, this I don't know. I don't think Jabari is that. But you know, we also see, I don't know if it was episode 4 or 5, both of them are together to me now. But when he started plagiarizing Tariq.
Yeah, I think that was
his book.
Yeah.
That's episode 5?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, that's how it ended. But yeah, man, I don't know. Like, it just shows, I don't know. Well, I think we'll know. And also, you know, backtracking a little bit to Kent's point in terms of these last two episodes, you know, sometimes in a series you have setup episodes. And I felt that 4 and 5 felt like that for me, where they're setting up something bigger. I think, you know, Cooper Sachs's niece, I think that's humongous. You know what I'm saying? Like,
did you like her introduction? Like, as far as her being an added character to the series?
Yeah, you know why? Because I love how she acts just like Sax.
She's a millennial Sax.
Yeah, she's a female, younger version of him. You know what I'm saying? Like, she just takes everything a step or two too far.
Again, isn't that very cheap writing?
Nah. Why is it cheap? Like, because
you're just banking off of...
You're reusing ideas.
Using ideas that people have like come to, I guess, like about power, and he's just kind of using that to pull at our emotions.
I think that if they got some random white girl to do it, then I would 1,000,000% agree with you. But because it's coming directly from Cooper Sachs and that family, and then they also gave us a little context in terms of their family dynamics. Like he's the fucking black sheep of the family. What they call him, Tiffany?
Or Nancy.
Nancy, you know, like... Yo, so, like, we got a lot of context as to why he does what he does and why he goes so far. Because he's always trying to prove something. He's trying to prove that he isn't the fucktard of the family.
So you like the fact that we're getting that backstory?
Yes, because it answers why he always goes so fucking far.
The reason why I don't care about the backstory, because I don't even want him to be on the show any fucking more.
Like, me either.
Like, but, I don't even want, like...
But he's a very important piece to this entire thing.
I didn't want you on the show to begin with. You should have been dead. And just to add insult...
When should he have died?
Oh, when he was doing all the fuck shit. Like you talking about, like, all the fuck shit that he was doing on the regular Power.
What's his name? Nostrils. Mm-hmm. He could have killed him a hell of time.
We've been wanting him killed, but we killed him though. But we didn't kill Sax ass. Man, come on, man.
Sax is a weasel.
Didn't Tommy and Ghost tie his ass up? Was about to shoot him, and then I don't know what happened
in his own apartment.
And Ghost dies.
Sax is a weasel, and weasels typically get what they deserve later on in the pantheon.
It's too much later, but we don't care no more.
This is too much later.
It's a whole spinoff later.
Insult to injury. You're trying to have us have some empathy for this guy by, oh, because he gets bullied by his rich family. Who gives a fuck? I don't give a fuck. I don't.
See, you can use the word empathy. I use the word context. Like, because I don't give a fuck either. But it gave me context as to why he acts the way he acts.
But if you don't give a fuck, then why? That doesn't make any sense.
I'm saying.
So you're interested, but you don't give a fuck.
No. I don't care about Sax for all of the same reasons that you said, okay. Right? Like, yeah, he's a weasel. He been dirty as shit, mm-hmm. Right? So that's why I don't care about him. Mm-hmm. But the context makes me understand the psychology of that character.
I think what Rod is saying, he doesn't even give a fuck about the story because he doesn't give a fuck about Sax.
Yes. Okay, and then we could give a fuck about different things for different reasons.
But I thought you didn't either, though.
I didn't either what?
You didn't like you didn't care if Sax died the next episode after the next
yeah,
episode.
Yeah, I don't, but obviously they gave
you
the backstory.
But now they made you care about him.
Nah, it doesn't make me care. It makes me understand. There's a difference. Hmm. Like, caring and understanding are two completely different things.
But yeah, we understand.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But we don't give a fuck.
Okay. We don't care.
So, but you clearly care because you're not having the same reaction.
Yeah, you're like, oh man, that's interesting.
Being interested is caring.
I understand, again, I understand the what made him tick to do the shady shit mm-hmm. he did. And then what I like mm-hmm. is the fact that they brought another person from that family that acts just like this motherfucker. So I don't care about Sax and wherever the fuck he goes. Mm-hmm. I like the fact that they tied it together. Mm-hmm. I like that aspect. I understand the reason why. I understand the reason why his niece goes so fucking... He's like, yo, just take a picture of this motherfucker, just follow him, and all of a sudden she's drugging the motherfucker. That's a Sax thing to do.
That shit is stupid. The whole niece angle, I'm over it. I kind of need her to die.
Nah, she's a main character now.
I mean, it's just...
So I think, okay, so like in the parallels, right? Mm-hmm. Like I think it's very interesting. Like that's Holly.
That's right? Who?
Holly. In the parallel.
Holly. I didn't give a fuck about Holly neither.
No, I feel you. But think about how much Holly could have fucked up the whole organization if Ghost didn't do what he had to do. Right? So now his homie, his college homie, that's the rich, powerful dude.
Yeah.
That's his Tommy. How far is Buddy going to go to, like, is he even going to find out? Or is Tariq going to find out and have to kill her?
I find like Mary J. and her family the interesting part of this series.
Because really?
Because they bring something different that has nothing to do with power.
I cringe whenever any of them on the screen.
Really?
Yes. Especially Mary ass.
He's talking about how she sneak around the corner and talking about, what you doing?
What you doing? Always got the same angry face and she gotta take a shit. What you doing? Oh my nigga. Are you serious?
Telling her daughter, watch this, watch how I handle this.
Right.
What the fuck?
You talking about you don't like how she dissed her Latin lover?
Come on, man.
Hey,
what's he looking like? Yeah,
I see what you're doing.
All right, okay.
Yeah, okay, right, I can do that. I think I can try that. It's terrible.
And you go fuck up.
She was garbage at the
club. So we're still talking about the party?
Yeah.
Are we?
So what?
Well, I like the family. I like the family because the family, like, I like how she doesn't really want Drew to be the king, like, the next up, but the daddy dude. But I don't think she understands.
What's the reasoning behind that? Like, I think that's a dope dynamic as well.
But he don't know that his son may be gay. And I think she knows. And she's like, maybe that's why she doesn't want him to do that. Because she doesn't know how her husband's going to react.
Well, I don't even think it's that. I think that if you look, Kane is obviously, whoever Mary's messing with now that's behind bars, that's not his son. Like, he's clearly Hispanic. Like, that's not his son at all. And I think that's partly the reason why he doesn't want Kane running shit. At all.
I thought Kane was
I thought it was
head.
More of a Godfather thing. Like, he doesn't have the temperament to run it. That's why he went to the Michael Corleone
of the
family.
So he's like Sonny, basically. Yeah. He's hot-headed.
Yeah, that's the feeling I got.
I think that's part of it, but I also think that's not his son. He doesn't want his not son running his business.
Wait, who's not his son?
Kane.
Bobby Brown.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought that was just bad casting.
Mm-mm. At least, I don't know.
That's clearly not his fucking child.
Exactly. And all of the other ones look like they could be Hispanic. Like the little Tasha, sure. Drew, you know what I'm saying? Like,
sure.
They all look like they could be Hispanic.
They got
Hispanic.
A little DeBarge in them. I see it.
Mm-hmm. But Kane, hell no. Nah.
Kane is just black.
Yep.
So are we supposed to like hear later on like, oh shit.
Is he black or is he Jamaican?
Huh?
I'm just joking.
What'd you say? Oh, you
is
say
he black or is he Jamaican?
He's going to be Kane and son.
Oh, God. That's why his name is Kane?
Yep.
That's deep.
That theory is.
That's
the theory.
Man. Oh, fuck me.
Because he is getting serious. Because he is getting close to Tariq. You know, like him and Tariq are starting to have a little, some type of relationship. I feel like that could be a, like how Ghost and, you know, Kane.
People have said that Mary probably
incorporate his ass back into the
See, show. Because wait, think about it. Back in the day when Ghost was young, right? And Kanan taught him the game. It was Kanan, then Ghost, then Tommy. Little baby Ghost and little baby Tommy are there now. You never know. Maybe like him and Kane, they team up and they try to cut out the family. Like there's a lot of I'm interested to see where they go with it, because I think that there's a lot of openings that they could go with this story.
What were you about to say? You saw this online somewhere?
Yeah, that was floated out there about Kanan and saying that Mary probably slept with 50 and she had this kid that he don't even know about and something like that. Yeah, people have
I was making a joke. I did not even know that was a fucking
legit theory.
That pulled you back in, didn't it, right? That's pretty much, episode 4 was pretty much.
Well, I want to say this about the fight. Isn't that the one where the white boy fought the other white boy?
At the party,
That shit annoyed the fuck out of me when that shit happened, because once again, it just seemed like it was just so predictable that this guy that looked like he can't fight actually end up, you know, throwing hands and shit like that. And then talking about, hey, did you get that on video and shit like that? I'm like,
oh, he's smiling back at her.
I honestly thought he was going to get his ass beat. I was like, why is he so confident? And then I'm like, oh, okay, that's probably they let him.
I knew he wasn't going to get his ass beat. It was just the way they set it up. I was like, oh, he's going to wear that other dude out.
Yep.
And then gets the drink.
And then he gets the protection because I guess he's a Weston or whatever that family is. So anyway, but yeah. So yeah, this was a very, very bad episode. And I had hope for episode 5.
So let's get into it. The Gift of Maji. Well, I think that's what it's called.
All right.
Start off this episode with Tasha daydreaming about Raina.
That was sad.
Are y'all tired of seeing this storyline being dragged out?
That was sad.
That was sad, man.
That was an eye roll, bro.
Raina.
Well, why did
that was sad. That was lame as shit. Like, you know the lamest part was how Tasha tried to hit that fucking note. Happy birthday to you. What the fuck are we doing? What the fuck are we doing? Are we serious with this bullshit?
Mike, you know she used to be a singer, Mike.
Man.
She was a 3-year-old.
She was a 3-year-old. Yeah. You're used to. Okay? You're used to.
I didn't even then.
Jesus. When it opened with this, I'm like, I just started cussing. I'm like, God damn it.
That's the thing. It's like, we should be done with Raina by this point.
For real. Get Raina the fuck out of here.
We didn't really need that.
Everything they possibly can right now.
Yes.
Then we see Raina again. Is this her only acting gig that she got?
I don't want to see Raina no more.
I see her more than Ghost at this point.
God damn.
She might as well be all the cast. The friendly Ghost, Raina.
Every time Raina shows up, it just annoys me about how badly the show is written. They're supposed to be twins. Fuck out of my face. You can't. First of all, I think she's like, isn't she like part Asian?
I don't know.
She looks
like it. Not to be racist.
Yeah,
but
It's some like, smooth facial features there.
Yeah, it's like the casting is just bad with this. She looks nothing like Tariq, Ghost, or Tasha.
What's they called? Fraternal twins? They ain't got to be identical.
No. Unless at some point we're going to find out that Tasha fucked an Asian man.
You know.
And the plot thickens again, right?
Yeah.
You got Mary fucking 50. She fucked an Asian man.
Mary fucking 50. Then go ahead.
Why do you think that was sad, though? Because I know we shouldn't on that, but and we're going to get back to at least.
Well, it was sad just for the main point that, you know, it was obviously Tariq's birthday.
Okay.
And when Tariq called, you know, he's trying to do all of this shit. And mom is just like, just go to school. And I think just that reality that one of your children is dead and you're in jail. Like, just the story itself is sad overall. It just it conjures up those feelings and those memories when it happened in the first part.
I like that point that FIFO brought up as far as like Tasha really letting everything sink in. I think she's starting to break in jail. Yep. But again, we going back to Mary's storyline with her daughter and trying to groom her. I feel like Mary don't got much faith in her daughter when it comes to like the shit she trying to drop.
Did
on
you
her.
See what she did? Do you have faith in her after seeing yeah. that shit?
What she do that was that bad?
She
had the burner phone.
No, she took Tariq's gun.
She what?
She took Tariq's gun.
I didn't really get that.
I don't
either.
Understand that either.
Like, why?
I thought she was protecting him.
From who?
Yeah.
From himself.
Nah.
What?
Because she could see, like, I think she was like, oh, you could tell that he's drunk or.
So I'm going to steal his gun?
We'll take his gun out so he don't, if he gets, you know, caught up or somebody pulls him up, he doesn't go to jail.
I think she thought she did something special, like, mm-hmm. oh, my God, his gun. She like, bitch, what you doing?
Mm-hmm. Little hoe, did I tell you, teach you anything? I tried to show you.
But yeah, so clearly.
Because she picked it up with a towel or something. Like, you know, man, you shouldn't even put, you got your prints all over this mm-hmm. shit. What are you doing? Mm-hmm.
So that's why she don't have faith in.
Why she keep talking? Why she keep trying to put her on? Like, let her go to school. The daughter already said that she wanted to go to school earlier. Yep. That's why she got mad and broke the burner phone, because you're like, you ain't doing shit but be by me.
I mean, let's be real. She's a bad parent.
Yeah.
She's a what?
She's a bad
parent. He said Ghost
parent.
Was a better parent than she is.
Shit. At least he was trying to keep his kids out of his fucking streets.
Yeah. She's the exact opposite of that. They all in it.
She's almost as bad of a parent as she is as a bad actor.
Yes. Like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, I'm supposed to believe this? Like, I don't know anybody. Well, how's this even? Yeah, matter of fact, like, how's this even like a thing? Like, where did they get this storyline from? I don't know any. Now, I've heard of like moms, and I know of moms that have sons that's in the dope game, mm-hmm. and you know they can't really control them, mm-hmm. but not ones that are like orchestrating the whole shit. I didn't know any. Did you growing up? I don't know any fucking. And I grew up in that type of environment.
Yeah, but I'm sure that exists.
It may, but come on, this shit is like super far fetched, man.
I don't know how far fetched that part is. I think Mary's just not selling it.
Okay.
I kind of feel like if we had a better actress.
I knew parents that let their kids like smoke weed and shit.
Yeah.
But I don't know nobody that fucking like was cool like had like. Like having their kids, okay, you gonna run this part. That's fucking bad parenting.
I mean, I don't know anyone that was doing that either, but I also didn't grow up in areas that were extremely high with drug dealing. Mm-hmm. But I could imagine that there are parents that did that. Oh, it's just, no. I'm not getting it from Mary. Yeah. Mary just sounds so fucking dead when she speaks at any point. So yeah. I'm not gleaning anything from her.
I just kind of go along with the story. I just think there was just a disconnect with these last two episodes in that story part of it. Even kind of going back to episode 4, where she just happened to find the artwork, you know. And even when she went in to have that conversation with her son while Drew in the shower. I think going back to what FIFO was saying, her limited range in terms of acting made that a struggle to even believe a thing that she was saying. It really felt like she had the teleprompter in front of her as she was reading it. Because that really could have been a moment where you have this kid who has this different sexuality and he's in this drug game. And how does that line up with the perceptions of that particular field? There's something that could be written there that could make that really, really interesting to see how they navigate through those minefields.
Yeah, I agree. I definitely agree that that's one of those scenes that her range definitely showed the limitation, because her tone was very similar mm-hmm. to her tone throughout the show. And this is one of those times, this is like a real heart-to-heart conversation that a mom is supposed to be having, and you didn't feel that. You heard it,
yeah,
right? It made sense in what she was saying, but I didn't feel it. And those were one of those cringy moments. I'm just like, it don't work. It like,
We'll be back after this quick break.
Speaking of a moment that I couldn't really, I don't know if I was believed it or not, like as it was about to happen or possibly could have happened, but Tasha tells Tariq, like, you got to stop Tamika from getting on that stand by any means necessary. And that's when he had his gun and he went to Tamika's house. Did y'all think that Tariq was going to kill Tamika?
No, she the same fucking way, too.
It was Tamika.
The woman they
the lawyer.
Yeah,
they redid her
lawyer.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, because
they changed her up. They gave her a
Tariq went, no, I remember that. But Tariq went to her house to kill her.
He had the gun in his bag, so we
and he pulled it out before Method Man's character came in. So they were kind of showing potentially that that's the route that he was gonna go. Again, being like his dad, being Ghost.
So Tasha is telling Tariq to go kill this woman to stay out of jail.
No. See, that's the aspect of this that I kind of like, because Tasha keeps telling Tariq to do things, but it's open to interpretation. So when he takes what she says and tries to execute long-term the plan, and he goes about it his way, she's like, no, you can't do that. And he's looking at, he's kind of like, bitch, what the fuck
you
want me to do?
What way would you have taken that?
Huh?
What way would you have taken that? Keep her off the stand by any means necessary.
A 17-year-old or 18-year-old kid would take it that way.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And she knows that. So she was telling him to go kill her. She was, what else could he have done?
People trying to make a case.
I'm saying, like, what other option was there for Tyree to do?
Because I was about to believe you. I was like, damn, maybe, but then at the same time, I'm thinking like, bro, she said it with like the intent of like, nigga, I know I may be on a payphone, right? I mean, was she on a payphone or her cell phone? But regardless, I'm going to just say it like how I'm going to say it. Like, you should understand based off the tone what I mean. Like, the bitch can't be on the stand. Like, that's all it is. Like, take it out.
The reason why I didn't think that that's exactly what she was saying is because how does that look for her to come up dead?
Exactly. That's the point. It's more shitty ass writing.
I think I think she's thinking like, we'll worry about that on the back end.
Nigga, you need to worry about everything right now.
Like, like you said, as you can see, the stuff that she's worried about right now, she hasn't done well with. So that's going to keep on going.
And speaking of shitty ass writing, in that same scene when we got Method Man ass coming in, David is his name?
Davis, yeah.
Like, who is in there? Sex in there? And he's just barging in her house. Like, you don't know. This is in the middle of the night. I could have somebody in here. Like, what? Why would you assume that it's sex in here? Like, you just came to my house. Like, this could be my boyfriend in here. Why are you assuming that it's sex?
You probably know she ain't got no man.
Like, like, that's just.
All you got is work.
Like, who does that? Who's just going to. Do you know anybody that would just walk past you inside? Your fucking
she
house?
She even addressed that in the show. She was like, damn, everybody know my address?
Yeah, she did say that.
Right. Like, again, who the fuck are you to barge past me inside my own fucking house because you think somebody's in here?
They kind of do that in shows, though. It's and average.
And he has a PI that works literally underneath him. So she, you know what I'm saying? She could have got the information. Also, the fact that.
I'm not even talking about that part.
No, I know. I was just addressing what Nick has said. Yeah, but also, though. Damn, I forgot what the fuck I was
doing. Who's in there? Sex in there?
Like, why you think it's sex?
So, because Method Man's character is trying to figure out who's telling who did Tasha not want to take the stand?
Tamika.
Maybe he's trying to figure out who's telling Tamika not to take the stand, because obviously Method Man's character figured out that, you know what I'm saying? So maybe he's just going through his list of people. Like, who the fuck is pulling the strings back here? Because obviously he feels like he has control, but every time that he's about to make a move, a little other thing gets pulled out from up under him. And he's just trying to really seize control of this entire thing to see how he's going to move forward.
Well, he's also trying to get in and get out. Like, he doesn't want this case to go longer than it should have to, because based off of his record, he's one of the best in the city as an attorney.
He just wants to win.
By any means.
And then he's exchanging Tasha for Tariq now. And I think that was the big part, which is why I said that this is a setup episode, because now the tables are going to turn onto Tariq and all of the eyes and focus and attention is going to be on him and not Tasha.
Well, I think that information we find out because Tariq got drugged and was stumbling around. And like you said, it's his birthday, which is the same birthday as his sister, went to the gravesite.
Happy birthday.
He went to the grave. That was the best. Now, if that was Tariq's best acting ability.
Oh my God.
The show is like.
Let's not forget his ass is in a full 3-piece suit.
Yeah, he changed from the
site. After being fucking couldn't even walk around.
That's the thing. Yeah, he did change. He changed.
When did you change?
Come on, man.
Who helped you?
Who helped you put on a full crisp ass 3-piece suit?
God.
Who helped you pick that out your closet?
Raina.
It was Chris.
Raina.
It was Chris and Raina, wasn't he?
But she ironed it for him, right? She steam pressed that motherfucker.
But your ass can't even walk down the hall. The fuck, man?
I need you.
But your ass
He said it should have been me. It should have been me.
I do like how they try to compare like his guilt with of Raina, like Ghost, like this is some shit that Ghost was doing towards the end of Power, and like they making Tariq do it now too. It and then it was like what had me on the floor is when he got to Ghost, like he was like, "You ain't never been no you fucking ain't no fuck.
Daddy. You ain't never been my daddy."
Man, shut your punk ass up, boy. Shut your punk ass up.
You ain't never been my daddy. He's dead. He can't hear you, stupid. You killed him.
That's the thing. He killed him. He tried to have an emotional moment with him.
Right. You talking shit after you killed him. Right. What are you doing? Go home.
Fucking clown ass.
So let me ask y'all this. Obviously, I don't know law like that.
Wait, what's up? Ask me.
Sax can't use that in court, can he?
No, he can't. That's what Davis is.
It's invisible.
Especially how he obtained it, and then if they go into detail like how he obtained obviously. But the fact that he has it and he knows for a fact, like that's why he said, like, I know exactly where to press the button at now because I know this motherfucker did it.
And he just so happened to be there at the grace, like,
man.
Of course,
because he had the Find My iPhone on the shared location.
Oh my God, Jesus Christ, this show sucks, man.
And then his what was it? Is it? Tommy's brother, well, his version of Tommy's brother, did he steal the drugs from him too? Because there was some white boy that stole all the loot.
The drugs.
So that's the angle that's going to come up. We get back to the teachers again. Teachers fucking the basketball players. I thought that was going to at least take. At least I thought that was going to take at least to the end of the season before we see that. That happened quick.
Well, you know what? I wonder how many people know that she's really a nympho.
You talking about? The audience,
I don't think it's a known thing.
You said the audience. The
no, the audience knows. Like that's the reason why she.
But I don't think the school knows. I don't think it's out there like that.
Now she'll probably have to.
Yeah,
that'll probably be very like look.
He just
looked down upon.
He just
shot his shot.
Yeah, yeah.
He opened up a little bit though too. He talked about he ain't got no daddy and what else he say? His mama in jail, probably somebody raised by his aunt.
I've just come to the conclusion that they're just filler. Because they need to fill an hour. Mm. So they just writing this in for that. Because there was no logic, no rhyme or reason for that to even happen.
And like, the bathroom, though, too. It was a nice-ass bathroom. But
and maybe they were just trying to...
It's just another predictable moment as well.
And it could be since Jabari fucked a student, they wanted to have her fuck a student as well to kind of keep it equal.
Drew's sexuality is being fleshed out horribly, I feel like. Because they was talking in a Buick... And then, what's her name? The little sister came up like, what y'all talking about?
He ran after him. Now come back. Ooh, come back.
Mm-hmm. I was like, what is this?
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, bro, what
Where
the fuck?
Where did you start talking like
exactly.
this? That's the thing that gets me.
What is it? Don't even sound like you. Why are you talking like this? No, come back.
And why was he acting surprised that dude was trying to cover, like, be in the closet?
Yes,
like,
when he came up to him.
Because they were scheming on each other at the sipping paint.
No, at the party. Remember at the party?
I know, I'm just saying that's why he was caught off guard.
But he tried to hug him in a weird way.
Yeah, I get what Rod's saying.
Like, why was you surprised about that? Like, oh.
He was like, what up, homie? He's like, what up, homie? Yeah. And just walked off.
Well, make your final thoughts or something. God damn.
I said I had to go
ask
for 30. Why you just call me?
Well, final thoughts then, dude.
Yeah. All right, man. You got to G-check me, nigga. My final thoughts so far through 5 episodes of Power, I think a lot of shit is about to get flipped upside down. I think Sax has more ammo, but the truth about Sax hasn't been all the way revealed yet. I think that he's playing a dangerous game with his niece. I think Tariq and his homie, Weston, last name, I think, you know, they're probably going to go through, you know, a couple of disagreements. You know, the teacher, I don't know, man. I think episode 6 is going to be a very pivotal episode to see the direction of where they go, how everything gets flipped on to Tariq instead of Tasha now. I think it's going to be very interesting. I want to see how ahead of the game Tariq can be. Or is he going to just be reactionary as all of this shit flips? Or can he read you know, between the lines of everything that's happening. So I think that's going to be very interesting moving forward.
And this doesn't even seem like a mid-season finale.
It did not really.
I didn't even know this was until Naomi said
it. Yeah, it wasn't supposed to be. Remember, we detailed it out. Oh. But it's going to be back in December. So I think COVID fucked it up.
Yeah, they're trying to just spread the fuck out of this show. Tariq was mad as hell. Remember when Everybody Hates Chris, little light-skinned girl, when her boyfriend came over at the dinner party.
Oh, yeah.
Braxton P. Hart to bring ass. Yeah, it was like, oh, you must be one of them Make-A-Wish kids we deal with.
Oh, my God.
He was shitting on his ass. Bro, he was like, yeah, I got to go. Tariq just had that little scrunched up face and just stormed out.
He always has a little scrunched up face.
He does.
He's like Mary J. They both got the same fucking pug dog face.
But she flipped on his ass with the quickness. When that nigga showed up in front of her parents.
She was out.
Yeah, she had a whole, she looked like a different person. Oh, hey, what are you doing here? You surprised me. Like, you were just kissing this nigga in the back. Mm-hmm. So that just shows.
Scandalous.
Man.
Mm-hmm.
My thing is like, Tariq, you got an app that can sell drugs, but you can't use Uber. My nigga. Like,
oh, another thing that.
Why the fuck are you always late?
That annoyed me was the little bickering back and forth at the dinner table between the two.
The teachers,
yes. Yeah, oh, like, come on, y'all.
She's like, yeah, you sold that second book ain't do shit. Squat. Yeah,
it's like, y'all better than. Y'all. Well, I say that y'all better than this, but I think one of y'all said it.
Storyline.
Yeah, I don't think they are better than this. So.
So, what are we supposed to take from this whole, like, Tariq teaming up with Mary J, like her accepting him into the family?
I feel like Mary J is letting him in closer than she needs to,
but that's closer than
intended to, I would say.
Her dad, her hubby is saying,
well, like, I think her husband was always like, if it's not family, I don't fuck with it. That's why he wants Drew and shit like that so bad. Like, he's more pressed on it than she is. But I think since she's in the situation that she's in, and she's looking at both these sons, like, the other son gets distracted easily as far as Drew, and then Kanan is too aggressive. He don't really think shit out well. But this Tariq kid came out of nowhere, and as long he's provided me more money, a different avenue of, like, customers and audience, and he's smart and intelligent, too. He don't do dumb shit, at least for what I've seen, even though she does know that his past as far as his affiliates, like she said, end up dead or in jail. Mm-hmm. But so far, right now, he's looking like the better son than my own kids.
Yeah.
What she said then? Oh, my nigga.
My nigga.
I was like, really?
She can called a nigga on the phone.
Could you at least change your facial expression when you do that? You still look mad. You still look pissed off. My nigga. What? And why did Kane get mad at Tariq? When she told him
to give him a gun?
Give him the gun. Why did he get mad at Tariq? What did Tariq do wrong?
Because he's jealous of his position. You saw how he wanted more leadership role, and she's like, nah, nigga, stay in your lane.
Yep. And I think he got offended that he's the
he's just the muscle. The muscle. Yeah.
Thanks, Kane. Fuck you. Fuck you. I was like, damn, where did this come from? I feel personally offended. I'm like, damn, where did that?
But Tariq ain't have to say thanks, K. He knew he was fucking with him.
I guess.
He know how sensitive he is. Why you so sensitive?
Stupid. Why, they don't got no other guns? Why can't she just give him another gun? Why they got to use the same gun?
Makes no sense.
Fuck you. It's like, damn, bro. There's a lot of aggression behind that.
He aggressive ass nigga. Like, he beat the shit out that one dude because he called her a punta and all that.
Oh yeah, I remember that.
Oh, we didn't talk about that, did we? Was that 4 or 5?
That was 4, I think. Yep,
I remember that.
We all knew that was coming.
Yep.
But how all them dudes sitting around just let this dude beat your ass?
Right.
Oh, she said, what she said? Damn, you beat the brakes off that much.
Yeah.
She sure did. You beat the brakes
like,
off that much.
I hate her second, like her post commentary.
Oh, she's so after bad. The incident.
Like, I'm like, all right, Mary, just walk.
Oh, you've been out. Fuck you, she did.
You've been out. Damn, you beat the brakes off that motherfucker.
She really gotta say something about him beating.
Yeah, of course.
Bro, I get it, but that's I laugh at it. See, you get pissed off, I just laugh at it because it's like, come on, man.
Say that again, puta. Come on, man. Like, it was just so fucking predictable.
Like, what did he think was gonna happen?
He knew what was gonna happen, but they wanted to jump in, but she was like, "Don't think about it," because she had the gun, remember?
Mm-hmm.
And so.
But just a bunch of y'all, like, she gonna shoot one of y'all, but right. She gonna be dead too.
Yep.
I don't know. I mean, he stomped that dude out in front of everybody, and nobody did shit.
But I'm just saying,
they're not a gang then. They're a group of individuals.
Yeah, they're just a whole bunch of homies. Yeah. That's not a gang. It's not a crew, even. Because I'll be goddamned if y'all let me get stomped down and don't nobody.
By Mary J's son, if anybody.
I'm you can let me get knocked down and get a couple licks in, but he's still going and y'all just standing around like, damn, he beating your ass.
They did look at us.
Don't call me tomorrow. Don't text me talking about what time we recording. Fuck all y'all. I'm burning this studio down. Fuck all you motherfuckers, man. Shit. I'll delete your whole channel. Fuck this bullshit.
He gonna make a whole channel shitting on y'all channel.
Yes. Yes.
Every video. That shit was whack as hell. And here's why.
That shit was ridiculous.
Yeah, bro. You don't let your homie get beat up. Like, I don't never understand. Like that. Not especially, like there was like, what, 30 of them
there
niggas?
There was like 30 dudes just standing around.
Bro, Mary J and Bobby Brown ain't that intimidating.
No. Especially Mary J. Nah. Body slammed Mary J and said, fuck this. Damn, he beat the brakes off that motherfucker. Yeah, I did. Fuck you.
So corny.
Hey, I told you the family.
And the thing is that it was an intense scene until that part. Like, it was like, God damn, he fucking beating his ass. And then she closed it with that. Just fucked up the whole scene.
You know, thinking about it, it would have been a lot better and colder if she just walked around and didn't say shit.
Yeah,
to be honest, most of her scenes work best if she just like it's just by presence alone. Yeah, I was gonna say presence alone. Like, let your presence speak for itself.
Yeah, because it honestly was an intense scene. Because I already was thinking like you beating the fuck out this motherfucker. I don't need her to say that. I'm already thinking that. I don't need the extra dialogue to say that. Man,
you said don't say it. Don't say it. Damn, she said it.
She said it. I'm like, she been not said it.
Oh, man.
And she fucking said it.
I'm interested in seeing where they go. I'm really interested to see where they go.
I'm not.
Really?
I think the daughter.
It can go anywhere. It
can go anywhere, like how FIFA said. But like the daughter, I like to see what the daughter is going to be because I feel like the key characters moving forward as far as what's going to unravel or shift a lot of shit is Mary J's daughter and not even Sax's niece, but.
I don't even think they know where it's going.
I don't either. I don't either.
That's true. They know they're flying by the seat of their pants.
I kind of get that same feeling.
Yeah. I really
you don't think they're using certain, like they're slowly but surely building up certain characters?
I mean, they probably have a general outline, but I don't know,
they
man.
They barely could keep the original pile together. You know what I'm saying? They barely knew where the fuck that was going. So y'all supposed to believe that you know where this one is going? Nah, man.
I think COVID messed them up, and they're scrambling trying to.
I can see that.
They just
you don't think they finished the first season before COVID ended?
I would like to find out if they did, but it's not. It's these last two didn't feel as tight as the first three. You know, when they introduced these characters and started to build out the story and the world, these last two it felt like they just want to appeal to a certain demographic. And show some versatility in terms of the roles that they have by introducing, you know, the gay characters and the complexity of being a basketball player and being a guy in, you know, in the game and those worlds, you know, converge. And of course, just playing on everything else with the triangle, love triangle and shit like that. So I don't know. It just don't feel, I don't feel like, the only progression I felt like we got from that story was the ending. And that we're going to go after Tariq now, because we know he did it. That's it. Everything else was a bunch of filler.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, those are our thoughts on episode 4 and 5.
I will not be back, you guys. Ken made a good point. There's no reason for me to do this to y'all. So Rod can stick around if he wants to, but I just don't want to keep
shitting on it.
Yeah, I don't want to keep ruining the vibe of the show if y'all are enjoying it. So it's I will not be back.
I appreciate all perspectives.
I don't have a perspective, though.
That's I got not, y'all. Don't worry. I'll channel y'all. Shout out to Pam.
Especially since you thought it was Pam.
AKA Mary J.
I can't even. Hey, I'm still.
Hey, look. Look.
It is what it is.
Everybody fuck up, bro.
You get some enjoyment out of it, and that's cool. And that's cool, man. I just don't like that they're trying to prove people wrong. Like, they know people wanted Tariq dead. They know people didn't like fucking like Tasha. They know people didn't like sex. So it's like they're trying to force feed this down people's throats. And I don't like that.
Are people enjoying this?
People enjoying it. Yeah. People enjoying it. The same people that like power like this.
It's almost like I'm gonna prove them wrong. I'm gonna make people like Tyreek. I'm gonna make people care.
People about are saying sex. That though. I've seen people
that's
say
what
that.
I'm saying. I said yeah, it's like crazy. It's like an ego thing that's happening with the writers right now or something. Like, you know, people want these. It's kind of like what the dude was doing with Star Wars. Like, just trying to
doing the opposite.
Against, yeah, trying to go against the grain and shit. Yeah,
and it will be. But the fact is, it's working.
And that's
like
fine.
I've seen people say, like, fine. Man, I didn't hate Tyreek, but damn, now he's grown on me. Like, I'm seeing the tweets. I'm like, whoa.
This I think you saw crazy. My tweet. Yeah,
it's
I think
he's yeah, going on.
I know it wasn't you. I saw other people. I didn't even know you said that. I saw other people. Yeah,
that's fine. And that's fine. It's not working for me.
That's how I feel too. It's fine. It's, I don't want it.
It's fine. Yeah. If that's it's working for other people, cool. More power to them.
We gotta wrap it up.
Let's get out of here.
Yeah.
That's your party shot.
I'm here all night. I'm here all night.
Hell no.
Oh man.
More power to y'all.
But all right, that's us for this week for episode 4 and 5. Please let us know on FPS Podcast, the Reddit thread, and on IG and Twitter what your guys' thoughts is on power so far this first half of Tariq's first season. So, catch us next week. We out. Peace.
Peace.